From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes and Lawrence Stanforth at the Albany Times Union unpack the thoughts and prayers as they round up reactions from New York political representatives on two horrific mass shootings in the United States. 20 were killed in Texas and another 10 in Ohio on August 3rd and 4th. Democrat U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado said on Twitter, and I quote, "Passing universal background checks is supported by more than 90% of Americans. While not a cure-all that would have stopped every shooting, it provides an urgently needed step towards improved gun safety amid the gun violence epidemic, a public health crisis in the U.S." End quote. New York Senator Charles Schumer urged Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to hold an emergency Senate session to pass gun control legislation. Schumer said in a tweet, and I quote, "Senator Mitch McConnell must call the Senate back for an emergency session to put the House passed universal background checks legislation on the Senate floor for debate and vote immediately," end quote. McConnell did not give a hint that he might consider Schumer's proposal. About all McConnell would say on the issue is, and I quote, "We continue working to keep Americans safe and bring justice," end quote. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted, and I quote, "Gun violence in America is a public health issue, public health epidemic, yet we have done almost nothing to address it," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo was upset about the shootings too. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "This insanity must stop, and it must stop now. Those who are unwilling to do anything about it are complicit. I'm sick of the excuses. I don't want to hear we can't, because we know we can, and you just don't," end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, who represents the 20th Congressional District, including all of Albany County, did not make any comment. And you can read more about this story at the Albany Times Union. David Lombardo reports for the Albany Times Union that legislation is now waiting for Governor Cuomo's signature to create a misdemeanor offense punishable with 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine for New Yorkers hunting, trapping, and fishing with a suspended sporting license. Now the fines amount to about $325. Harold Barber, vice president of the PBA of New York State, which represents environmental conservation officers and forest rangers, said this should help. He said, and I quote, "We do have habitual violators that we run into," end quote. The new law also means licenses may be suspended or revoked for injuring or killing someone, endangering someone by negligently discharging a weapon, using artificial light to kill a deer or bear, and illegally killing a deer, moose, or bear. The law will take effect 6 weeks after Cuomo signs the bill. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County officials are looking for volunteers to help with the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall when it visits Catskill Point August 22nd to 26th. The traveling exhibit is scaled down to 3/5 of the size of the one in Washington. The county is paying $7,372 of taxpayer money to bring it to the county seat, and they are looking for more help from Greene County residents. The county is looking for volunteers as greeters, assistants at service booths, to help at name locator tables, and to generally assist visitors. Anyone interested should call Nancy at 518-943-3223. The exhibit, listing all 58,272 names of military personnel killed in the war, will be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. August 22nd through August 26th. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jesse J. Smith reports for Hudson Valley One that last week Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa announced that his department will no longer post the names of people arrested for minor crimes on their Facebook page and other social media platforms. The Ulster County Sheriff's Department will continue to post age, gender, and details of the alleged incidents, but leave out the names of those arrested but not convicted of most non-felony crimes. The sheriff will include suspected names in press releases distributed to news organizations upon a request from reporters. Figueroa said, and I quote, "This is really the press's responsibility, and we're not the press," end quote. He said that the agency would use names on social media when suspects remained at large or to protect public safety. Read more about this story at Hudson Valley One. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.